friend who's oddly a fan of that team in Dallas.
Go Dallas!
To Word Radio's 5th annual Big Game Hoagie Making Contest. For more information, visit wordradio.com or call 215-425-7875. Sponsored by Brown's Family ShopRite, Dietz & Watson, Hers, Amoroso's, and Canada Dry. In Philadelphia, everyone is reading Tommy Orange's novel, There, There, a 2019 Pulitzer Prize finalist and this year's Free Library One Book, One Philadelphia featured selection. 8 inspired weeks of programming begin with a free event on January 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Parkway Central Library. The evening features a conversation with author Tommy Orange, as well as performances by the Red Blanket Singers and the Curtis Institute of Music. Details at freelibrary.org/onebook.
Pico is helping homes and businesses save money with LEDs. Save at checkout with instant rebates and save on your monthly energy costs. LEDs use up to 85% less energy than incandescent bulbs, and they last up to 15 times longer. LEDs come in all shapes and sizes and are available in a variety of light temperatures. Stock up while discounts and incentives last. For info on how you can start saving today, visit pico.com/LED.
Lifting every voice
till earth and heaven ring.
This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD Philadelphia.
Black Talk Media.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts of any program on Word Radio do not necessarily reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station.
Welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM on your dial. What a great day here in the city of Philadelphia. It was snowing this morning when I came out. Before we get started, we're going to open up the phone lines at 215-634-8065, toll-free 1-866-361-0900. We're on Facebook, at Facebook at Forward, Twitter at Forward, and Instagram at Onward, and Tumblr at Onward. And I'm telling you, man, you can even download the free WURD app when you Android or iPhone to hear this life-saving show. We do this show every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m., the only show with a focus on addiction, treatment, and recovery. And Happy New Year's to all you folks out there that have been viewing and listening. A few announcements before we get started. Recovery Idol. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Recovery Idol 2020. Deadline date, February the 22nd, and the entry forms are coming in fast. And when I say they're coming in fast, this year we're going to be giving away a top prize, and not only giving away a top prize, but we might even create something for the winner to create some recording contracts. So, you know, perform somewhere and do a single or something like that there, right? Last year, Vivian Lewis was the winner of Recovery Idol, and she did really well. We're looking forward to this year to improve the number of entry forms. And I'll say it again, the deadline date is February the 22nd, so get your entry forms in. You can go to phillyrecoveryidol.weebly, or you can give me a call, 215-516-5978. 215-516-5978, and I'll email you or fax you over an entry form, or you can go to phillyrecoveryidol.weebly and get the entry forms and get ready for all that's going to take place, Recovery Idol 2020. And we have five good locations this year. We're going to end up at the Dell Music Center in August, and the winner Recovery Idol will perform live at this year Recovery Walk at Penn's Landing, and possibly in front of 25,000 to 30,000 people. So you want to, you know what, come on out and be a part of what we're doing. If you like to volunteer, give me a call. If you want to kind of set up a table and promote what you're doing, I'm so open to utilizing everybody's ability to have fun and enjoy recovery. And, you know, on a somber note, man, you know, we started the year off again with a host of shootings and homicides. And I'll be the first to say this again. We got a lot of work to do. We spend more money on caskets and then on college.
That's right.
And so I say that quite often. So, I, you know, I'm in it for the long haul. I've been living in the spirit of Proverbs. Yeah, I've been living in the spirit of Proverbs. So sitting here in the studios with me tonight is Lionel Wiley, and he works for the Department of Behavioral Health. And before the show, me and Lionel were sitting in the conference room just having general discussion about visions and passion. So you're going to be seeing more and hearing more of Lionel right here at 900 AM WRD. I'm excited when you get young, energetic guys who have a passion and a vision. Welcome to the show, Lionel. How are you?
I'm great, Derek. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
thanks,
man. You can call me Rick on the air. Most people, you know, my government name is Derek. So most people say, it's people who would, to this day, they'll know that my real name is Derek Ford, that which is my government name, but most people know me by Rick. So you can call me either one. You can do either one, Lionel. So it's really good that you're here. A few announcements again before we really get started. Just last night, I think I was telling you this. Woo, I have my six-year-old grandson, Sayer, and my one-year-old granddaughter, Samia. What a wonderful group of kids to spend time with family. And I applaud Sayer because he's the big brother taking care of his little sister. Yeah. And just, you know, I sit back for a moment last night and I think of the grandparents of my daughters grandparents and how they would be rejoicing right now to see these little kids running around. And I'm really excited about that. And yeah, they wore me out, but that's par for the course when you got kids, man. So I don't know, man. There's a lot that's going on to fight tonight. Yeah, J-Rock, one of Philly's own. His father is a good friend of mine. His fight is tonight on Fox News. I'll be checking that out. And then the NFL playoffs. Yeah, it's going to go down tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. Unfortunately, I think me and my wife were scheduled to go somewhere tonight for one of my good friends. And I'm kind of... I think I'm just going to go home and try to relax. And I'm just telling you, Lionel, some things I can't be at everybody's party and every event. And sometimes you have to take a pass.
It's always good to just fall back and do some self-care and some maintenance. So I feel you on that, Rick.
And not only that, but I'm going to try to go home, get some rest, see the fight, and get up and try to do my 6:45 service tomorrow, my commitment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, prioritizing some things that are important to me, some things I'm eliminating on my plate, not to pass judgment on anybody, but I'm at a time in my life that is so indicative for me to utilize my resources and my networking ability for the greater good. And I would applaud anybody and support any other organizations that's doing anything. And that's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. Tell me what you've been up to, Lionel, now. For those who don't know, Lionel Gant works for the Department of Behavioral Health. He's the Recovery House Specialist. Your specialist for the City of Philadelphia Department of Behavioral Health and the Office of Addiction Services, correct?
Correct, that's right.
And you're under the leadership of Joy Sacco,
yes.
Sacco, did I say her name correctly?
Sacco. She does not like Sacco.
Oh,
Sacco.
Well, we're going to make a correction. And then again, Commissioner David Jones, yes. And Deputy Commissioner Roland Lamb. These are my fan favorites. I'm on their team. Love these guys, man, for what we're doing over there. Let's talk a little bit about, like, you know, when you look at what's happening, and again, I'll say this on a somber note, some of the stuff that I've been watching in the media with these killings of these young kids, we got a lot of work to do, man.
Yes.
Yeah. And there, and I, you know, me and Solomon talk about this all the time. I support any organization that's really trying to improve the quality of life for people. And when I look at what's happening, at the very exception of this year, with some of the shootings and murders, it's a little daunting when you look at the media at night and say, "Here you go again." Along with that, and all the stuff that's happening with the school system, and you know. William Mike, come on, man. We got a lot of work to do. You know, and I think about our kids that are living in the abyss of the opiate epidemic down there in Kensington and all that. So it's a whole lot that are troubling us as a people with gentrification, education, race, and relationships. So I don't know.
In terms of, when we talk about children, I got to give a big shout out to Gabriel Bryant and Engaging Males of Color.
Oh, my man, Gabe.
Doing an awesome job over there at the Department of Behavioral Health with Engaging Males of Color. They have some great town hall meetings that are coming up that are focusing on children, teenagers, and family unification and family recovery. So big shout out to Gabe and the whole team over there. Day-to-day operations for me, this work is like a passion to me. It's becoming my salvation because just getting up, being able to go to work to a place where you love, around people you love, around people that inspire you, around people that you can just draw hope from, draw wisdom from, and to better your whole living situation is a blessing. And to be able to help and reach back and engage and serve people that you came up through the trenches with is a feeling that is like none other that I felt.
And I applaud you. Anybody that knows Lionel, you can tell he's an honorable guy. And, you know, as the weeks progress, openly, I just want you to come in and tell people your journey. Sometimes people need to hear the hope. People need to know that, they say, those at last will be first. And it brings a tear to my eye when we were talking in there and you was telling me about your journey. God has rewards, a plethora of rewards for you as you move along, man. And I'm just so happy that you're here.
Listen, man, you put me on the spot. I had no idea I was getting on the camera, on a microphone.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the opportunity. And you're right, people do need to hear the hope and embrace your story.
Yeah.
Embrace your story. I struggled with that for a long time, just embracing my story. But a man shared with me, a very wise man shared with me, he said, it's not that you struggle, it's how you struggle. So just coming to embrace the story. You're looking at a guy, man, who just 2.5 years ago was living in the closet of a recovery house. But through the God of my understanding, just praying, reaching out, getting on my knees, reaching out for help to people who are willing to help and who've been that way. Yeah. Hey, listen, this is the way to go. Don't go this way. Don't go that way. As a grown man,
yeah.
It's hard. It takes a lot of courage to reach out and say, hey, I need help.
Yeah.
And once I was able to peel back that first layer and just say, hey, get honest with yourself. I need help. Be open-minded. Don't tell help how to help you. And then just be willing to make the changes.
Yeah.
Some things started to happen for me. And I'm blessed beyond my wildest dreams today. And I'm completely grateful.
And give my hand for that, because for people need to know that 2 years ago, living in a closet in a recovery house, now you're paying FICA. You're working for the city of Philadelphia. I say FICA, that's the stuff we pay taxes. You know, it's funny, you know how Social Security send you a thing every year?
Mm-hmm.
And I always save it because I look at the progressive nature of my addiction back then as the years progress. One year, like 1970-something, I only made $200 for a year. And each year, I can tell when I was in the depths of my addiction. And then I start seeing the uplifting. God has put me in a position to, one, put the drugs down. They say when you put the drugs down, and then a spiritual awakening happens. And as I look at the progression of the years, and I, for those who know me, know I live this, I breathe this, mm-hmm. I live this, and I love this, because 29 years in recovery, straight years, not uninterrupted, not substituting. No, I don't do anything. And I'm here to bring hope and healing to those who need help. Where to get help? How to get help? The DBH has for those who don't have any insurance, you can call 215-546-1200. What number is that for BHSI? 215-546-0300. Then you got Community Behavioral Health. Everybody, listen, you don't need insurance. All you need is the willingness to want to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we do this show. We come on and we share inspirational stories. We come and we take the cheese off and make it plain.
Yeah.
You know, we have to tell people, I come from an old house. That's not a reward, but because of choices and decisions. We were talking about the different shelters and that kind of stuff, man.
To someone who may be listening, that just may be early in their recovery and struggling and kind of in a pre-contemplative phase where, listen, I think I want to try treatment. I think I want to try to give my recovery a shot. And looking from the outside in, you may think, hey, well, this is just like a 12-step thing. But there's multiple pathways to recovery. It's just not a 12-step thing.
Yeah.
And something that was very revolutionary in my recovery was when I started reading the Philadelphia Definition of Recovery. The Philadelphia Definition of Recovery is like an awesome mantra. It starts off, recovery is the process of pursuing a contributing life regardless of the difficulties one is faced. So I stop right there and I'm like, listen, pursuing a contributing life, what do I want to do? What are some of my passions?
Yeah.
What do I love? What makes me happy? What makes me smile? What brings me joy? And then pursue that. And no matter what you face, rape, gambling, homelessness, sexual addictions, pornography,
mm-hmm.
whatever hardships you face, there's some recovery out there for you.
Yeah.
And the resources are right here in the city of Philadelphia. We're doing some great work here in the city of Philadelphia.
You know, it's funny, Lionel. I quite often kind of speak candidly about why Philadelphia is so indicative to recovery, because folks migrate from all over the nation to come to the city of brotherly love because of the high level of treatment and recovery. There's just a wealth of resources here.
Absolutely.
It's funny. I ask, where you from? They say Baltimore, Virginia. Folks come here and they stay here.
They stay here.
They get jobs here.
They get jobs, they get families, they get lives, we can go on about the story.
And then they do the Underground Railroad thing. They go back to their town, and because other people see how God has cleaned them up, and they go back, and that's the hope.
Yes.
People that they use drugs when they say, yo, man, I'm in Philadelphia, I've been clean now 2 or 3 years. They say, can I go with you? And that's what it's really all about, man. So that's what we do. And I don't know. It's and as we prepare to move towards spring coming shortly, and then we got to really wrap our minds around what's at stake. I'm quite sure that there's going to be a major shift in funding. So, folks that are paying attention right now, you can't wait. You know, that has to happen at that very moment of instance when you say, hey, I'm ready to go into treatment right now, because I'm just looking down the road. I can't see down to September about what's happening with number 45 and what's happening with money being allocated for mental health and substance abuse. We have to start doing some things and stop relying on the federal government, because guess what? It's your responsibility as an individual. And, I was blessed to go into detox, and I think they kicked me out. I was in there trying to have a relationship. too blind, just crazy. But I thank God for the intervention and delivering me around some people that are moving on the right path. And we said it earlier, and I give it to you again, man. Doctors hang with doctors. Lawyers hang with lawyers. People that use drugs hang with people that use drugs. Question is, who are you hanging with? And I just want to surround myself around, and for me, I can only speak for me, I really got to relegate who I'm associating myself with, because, it's like switching seats on the Titanic.
The ship is still going down.
Yeah, the ship's still going down. So I got to be very selective. And again, man, I applaud you, Lionel. You're going to be doing some great work. Anybody you want to thank over there at the department, your colleagues, anybody over there?
Oh, man, I want to thank my director, Joyce Sacco.
Let's give Joyce a hand. Sacco, not Sacco.
She's great. I mean, her energy, her spirit, her vibe, her heart for people is just unparalleled. Like, I've never seen another, besides my mother, another woman in my life like this.
That's good.
My colleagues, James and Joel, who are great work over
there. Give them a hand too, James and Joel.
Absolutely.
A great team over there.
Yeah, awesome team. That's a very awesome team. But most importantly, like, I wake up every day about 6 o'clock to get on a train to come downtown to go to work. And I see so many of our family members. And when I say family members, I'm talking about community members. Men and women, children, teenagers, brothers, sisters who are just caught up in the grip of addiction. Mm-hmm. So if one of them happens to be listening right now to this radio station, I just want to let you know that there's hope. Yes. Start with where you at with what you have and reach out. There's hope. You can make it. If you see me on the L, you see me on the train, you see me on the subway, pull me to the side. If there's anything I can do to help or assist you, I got you.
Yeah. And I, I kind of mentioned to you that we become change agents.
Yeah.
This kind of work is 24 hours. Mm-hmm. If my phone rings at 3 a.m, my wife knows, I'll probably get up and answer it. And people are always inquiring about information, where to get help, who needs help, how to get help. Well, Rick, can you connect me to this? Or It's real simple. It's real simple for me to kind of make sure that I can connect the dots with people. And that's real simple. So listen, we got a call in the line. We're going to go to John. John is in Conshohocken. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good evening. How are you doing?
How you doing?
Good. I just tuned in, so I'm catching some stuff late. I apologize. But I had a question. Do you have any recommendations or resources? My wife is early in her recovery right now, but she's in her 20s, and a lot of the programs she goes to, a lot of the meetings, because of where we are mostly Caucasian or older, but not a lot of people in like her age bracket or for her to build a network up, basically.
Yeah.
Do y'all have any recommendations or other things outside of NAAA, or even some of those meetings, but people that look more like her with her hair tight?
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I got your number. I'm going to tell my producer, don't hang up. I want Dave to get your number, and I'll call you after the show, and I can give you some other stuff. Because one thing I want to give you right now, John, is that addiction don't discriminate. Now, if you're calling from Conshohocken, you mentioned your wife is like about 20.
Right,
26. So at least she's 20. In the process.
Right.
So, and I'll give you a call, and we'll talk a little more candidly about some things that are... There's a host of meetings up there that I've attended in Conshohocken. And I want to make sure we kind of give you some more resources as well. All right?
Right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, John.
All right.
So, and that's what it's really all about.
Absolutely.
You know, I just kind of sign myself up. You hung up? So, John, yeah, call back if you can. And my producer, Dave, is going to get you up, and I'll call you after the show. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to 900 AM WURD 96.1. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. I'm sitting here with Lionel Wiley from the City of Philadelphia Department of Behavioral Health. Lionel is the Recovery House Specialist for the Office of Addiction Services. And I'm excited that Lionel's here. And we got to keep doing what we're doing. Phone lines are open, 215-634-8065. Toll free, 1-866-361-0900. And to all my good recovering people out there, we're going to get ready for Recovery Idol. We're going to get ready for September. I'll be here looking at you quickly for this year's Recovery Walk. And we'll be right back.
Valentine's weekend, February 15th, in Boardwalk Hall. The stage is set for the Valentine Concert, featuring Johnny Gill. The perfect night out with Johnny Gill. Live in concert, also featuring Stokely, formerly of Mint Condition. Also featuring Next, and Kiki Watt. Tickets on sale now at the box office and Ticketmaster.com. Plus, Philadelphia Hair Company and OP Productions in Delaware for February 15th. Live in Boardwalk Hall, it's the Valentine's Concert with Johnny Gill, Next, Kiki Wyatt, and Stokely from Mint Condition. Presented by North American Entertainment Group.
If you struggle with substance abuse, Southwest New Stop would love to assist you on your road to recovery. Make Southwest New Stop your next stop, your first step in treating the total spectrum of chemical dependency. Southwest New Stop Incorporated has two offices to serve you, 5616 Woodland Avenue, 215-729-2014, or 1609 North Poplar Street, 215-924-2643. Hours of operation Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They have intensive outpatient drug and alcohol treatment services, case management services, weekly family sessions, and so much more. If you have any questions on how to get back on the road to recovery, call Southwest New Stop, 5616 Woodland Avenue, 215-729-2014, 1609 North Poplar Street, 215-924-2643. Make Southwest New Stop your next stop.
Every other time I've left rehab, I always felt terrible, like still sick. This time, with being on the buprenorphine maintenance, I felt normal again. I felt like a normal human being leaving rehab, which 30 other times I had done and it had never happened.
Bup helps people stop using heroin or other opioid drugs. For help, call 888-545-2600 or go to bupworks.org.
Buprenorphine definitely works. I am proof.
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
Back here at 900 AM WURD, and me and Dave, we're having a great time with the violinist guy. And I'm looking for the upcoming season at the Dell Music Center. So excited about what's going to be happening at the Dell Music Center with Sue Slauson and Figueres and Green and the rest of the staff. We'll be Bill Ingram and Platinum Production and all the other folks, Patty Jackson and Lady B. Yeah, the Dell, not the Tower, not the Keswick, not the Lear Chorus, not the Man. We're talking about the Dell Music Center. So we got another call on the line, and we're going to go to Richard. Calling from West Philadelphia. Richard, welcome to the show. How are you?
Find yourself, Rick Ford. It's Richard. D-B-H-I-D-S, retiree.
Richard! Happy New Year's!
Happy New Year, brother.
Man, I miss you, bruh. A retired city employee.
Yes,
You're going to live a long time, Richard. I think I was just down at the DBH a couple of weeks ago. And I was talking to somebody, and I was like, yeah, well, you know, Richard created the you were the guys who start this whole thing. How you been, man?
Brother, taking it slow, man. Enjoying my wife, enjoying retirement.
Can I borrow $20, Richard?
Anytime, you know that. I can only give back what was freely given to me.
Yeah, man, retired. And for those that are viewing and listening, Richard, Richard was a true historian who started when back then when it wasn't even the DBH. What was it called back then, Richard?
Public Mental Health and Mental Retardation Services.
Right.
And then it was the behavioral health system.
Wow.
That's what we have now, DBH, IDS.
My good friend, Richard. God bless you, man. Yeah, I'm excited. I hear your voice. And it's been a minute, Richard.
Yes, the family, the wife and everyone.
Everybody's good.
Grandchildren.
Yeah, man. When you get this old, Richard, you know, I got a six-year-old grandson and a one-year-old granddaughter. And, Achmed used to... my second sponsor was Achmed, and Achmed would always spend... a lot of time with his grandkids, and I'm moving into the fourth stage of my life, the fourth quarter, and I just had a great time with them last night, man. I want to spend more time with my grandkids.
Yes, likewise.
Yeah, Richard, we got to catch up with you, man, and I'd like to come see you and have a conversation with you and think about some of the old good old guys that have passed on, man.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so I got your... I'm going to have Dave get your number, and I'm going to call you tonight. So don't hang up here.
All right, brother.
I love you, man.
I love you too, man. Take care of yourself, babe.
Thanks, Richard. Yeah, man. That, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. See, Lionel, we're talking about a historian. Richard was right there at 1101 Market Street for many years, one of the first... troopers, trailblazers, and stayed long enough to a point to he could retire and collect money and enjoy life. And that's what it's really about. So I don't know, as we move along, when you think about some of the things that are happening in the system with housing, and for those that don't know it, my office is at 5113 Torsdale Avenue. I'm over there with the executive director, Fred Way, for the Pennsylvania Alliance of Recovery Residents. And thank God for Fred. And the development of that is essential to how people just, you know. Oh, this is his number, right? Richard's number. Thank you, man. I'm going to be calling Richard. So Lionel, you know, and it makes your work, when you think about the population here in the city of Philadelphia, housing is essential, you know.
Housing first.
Yeah, there's so many people out there. I'll go all the way back to Cardboard City. I'm one of the original, I hate to say that, but I guess I was one of the original members of Cardboard City, sleeping in Suburban Station, and all that stuff, man. And, people like former Councilwoman Janie Blackwell, who due diligence with really working towards helping the homeless population in conjunction with what Project Home is doing, and a whole lot of people, man, and as the weather transitions to what it is now, it's going to be, there's more and more people on the street. I'm seeing more kids on the street now that are homeless. Me and Dr. Scholes was talking about just really recreating like a recovery college for people that are homeless. That, you know how many people that are going to community college that are homeless, that are sleeping in shelters and renting rooms and all that? We got a lot of work to do, man. We got a lot of work to do. So, I don't know. We talked about the history of 1360 Ridge Avenue and 1209 Vine and the Brotherhood Mission just the other day. Watch this, Lionel. Just the other day, I'm going to not mention this guy's name, but he was a good friend of mine who subsequently has a diagnosis, schizophrenic, and I saw him at Broad and Lehigh, and this kid was a student at Temple University, played football for Temple, but he's sleeping in Station House, right? And because of his mental health, he was unable to get stabilized in terms of his meds and finding the appropriate place to rest. And it just moved me in a certain way, because when you see your friends and people you grew up with, you know, and through the grace of God, they go, I just told him that, here's my number, give me a call and see what we can do to kind of move him in the right direction for the appropriate level of care for his mental health. And it gets difficult if you're homeless and you got a mental health disorder and you're living in the streets. Come on, we gotta find ways and means to do more for people. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'll say this again, that please pay attention to some of the elderly folks out there. You know some elderly folks, man, go check on them. Please go check on them. Make sure everybody's doing okay. And, okay, so listen, we're going to go to the next caller. Hey, this is Rick Ford. Hello?
Yes, Yusef?
Yusef, Oakland. Yes. What's going on, Yusef?
How you doing, sir?
How you been, man?
Hey, look, I appreciate you talking about the homeless, because a lot of that is caused by slumlords. A lot of people pay their rent, do what they have to do to keep a roof over their head, but you got a lot of landowners that don't care about their property, don't care about the tenants, and then people just give up. They say, no, I'm not going to stay somewhere where the roof leaks, where it's cold, there's no heat, and you got landlords that want you to use space heaters that don't do enough of a heat up a little area where you sleep at, but then once you get out that bed, it's freezing cold in the hallway, in the bathroom, and then people just give up on it, and they say, well, I'm always just live out on the street if I want to live like a squalor in a place that I pay rent at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People are not animals, but a lot of landowners, they look at people as like just something to make money off of.
Yeah.
And that's what causes them to just be out there on the streets. Everybody that's out there don't want to be out there. It's not that they're on drugs, and it's not that they are schizophrenic or paranoid. They just don't want to live in squalor conditions and pay for it. They're saying, well, if I got to pay for squalor conditions, I'm going to live on the street.
Yeah, yeah. Yusef, okay. You got a good point there, bro.
I know landowners like that. I had to get away from a guy like that. He had buildings all around 17th and Girard and 17th and Poplar. Well, the places looked like something from Skid Row in the 1920s.
Yeah.
I said, you let people living here like this? Well, I gave him a roof over their head. That's what he would say.
Yeah.
All he looked at is a roof over their head. He didn't look at them as somebody that needed to live in conditions of a human being. Just a roof over their head. And that's not just, it's like saying, okay, there's food, clothing, and shelter. All you need is just food. You need clothing and you need shelter. You need all three basic things. You don't just need one, you need all of them.
Yeah, yeah. And Yusef, and I agree with you 100%. And I think that those that are viewing and listening really need to pay attention. If you're a landlord, you call them slumlords, they got to do better rather than just hustling people. And you're right.
Driving people to just give up. Everybody that's out there isn't, like you said, they're not crazy. They're not schizophrenic. They just don't want to live with people that want to abuse them.
Yeah.
You don't want to be abused, man.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for calling, Yusef. Man, that's what it's about. Wow, good information.
And thank you, Yusef. Thank you for calling and sharing that. Anyone that's listening and who may be experiencing what Yusef was talking about, I just want to share a resource with you. It's right here at 100 South Broad Street, Suite 800 in Philadelphia, PA. The Tenant Union Representative Network called TURN. Reach out to them. They do great work over there supporting tenants who may be dealing with, as Yusef said, slumlords or any type of just housing issue that you're not quite sure about what to do. The phone number over there is 215-940-3900, the Tenant Union Representative Network.
Give out that number again.
215-940-3900, right there at the Land and Title Building, 100 South Broad Street.
Yeah.
The Tenant Union Representative Network.
You know, it's funny, man, we start talking about gentrification and slumlords and all that stuff there. I was in Jackson, Mississippi, and doing a training, and there was a young sister who came from Florida, was at this training with me, and she was talking about, this is interesting, David, every time I tell people the story about climate gentrification. And she was talking about in Florida, Capital City sits above sea level, And that's where all the indigent, the poor, lower level people live up at Capital City above sea level. Well, all the rich folks who live on the coastal line, where it's dilapidated and caving in, now they want to switch and move up, back up to sea level at Capital City, and move the low-income, poor people back down to the coastal line. And it was a great training, and she was talking about climate gentrification. Mm-hmm. So when I look at what's happening here in the city of Philadelphia, it's all you got to do is just ride around, and it speaks for itself. So look, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back. I'm sitting here with Lionel Wally, who works for the City of Philadelphia Office of Addiction Services and the Recovery House Unit. They're at, I was about to say, you guys at where?
1601.
I haven't been over there to the new building. I got to get over there. Phone lines are open here at 215-634-8065, toll-free 1-866-361-0900. We'll be right back.
Valentine's weekend, February 15th, in Boardwalk Hall. The stage is set for the Valentine Concert, featuring Johnny Gill. The perfect night out with Johnny Gill. Live in concert, also featuring Stokely, formerly of Mint Condition. Also featuring Next. And Kiki Watt. Tickets on sale now at the box office and Ticketmaster.com. Plus, Philadelphia Hair Company and OP Productions in Delaware for February 15th. Live in Boardwalk Hall, it's the Valentine's Concert with Johnny Gill, Next, Kiki Wyatt, and Stokely from Mint Condition. Presented by North American Entertainment Group.
The Behavioral Wellness Center, Girard, is a Philadelphia drug and alcohol treatment center offering both inpatient and outpatient psychiatric and substance abuse counseling and treatments. The Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard, formerly North Philadelphia Health System's Girard Medical Center, has always been at the forefront of innovation in the provision of treatment services for individuals with substance abuse and mental health challenges, and a willing partner to the City of Philadelphia in serving city residents. The center's role in the health and wellness of the citizens of Philadelphia has been and continues to be critical, particularly given its location and easy access to much-needed services in the surrounding communities. They provide effective, evidence-based behavioral health services and partner with participants in their wellness journey. Their services include substance use disorder services, inpatient psychiatric services, outpatient drug and alcohol treatment services using methadone, Suboxone, and Vivitrol. They deliver these services in a manner that is spiritually and culturally sensitive and responsive to community needs. Let them help you through your recovery journey. Contact them at 215-787-2407. That's 215-787-2407. Behavioral Wellness Center at Girard. Inspiring hope and transforming lives.
So there's someone very close to you, and they're in a lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch, and just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years, thousands, good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The Consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the Consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the Consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The Consortium. 267-233-5163. 833-5163.
Hi, this is Council President Darrell Clark, and I listen to my main man, Rick Ford, heard here on 900 AM WURD.
Washington. That's, you know, so I'm back here with Lionel, and we're just really having a discussion about treatment and services and some things that are happening here in the city of Philadelphia. And if somebody's just constantly calling my phone while we're on the air, but I'll give them a call once we get off the air. So, I don't know, Lionel, anybody you want to thank before we leave tonight?
I think a lot of people. I want to thank Jonah, Judah, Jasper, for allowing me to be the best dad on the planet. Those are my three boys.
And Jonah, Judith,
and Jasper.
And Jasper, okay.
Mm-hmm. Those are my three boys. Also, my team, our team, over at the Recovery House Initiative. Again, I cannot thank those three individuals enough. Joyce Sacco, James Althouse, Joel Anderson. Bishop James Darrell Robinson. Got to thank him.
Yeah.
As well as Martin Boyd Sr.
Yeah, Martin's my man. I know, you know, I know all those guys, Martin and Darrell Robinson and Bishop Robinson down there at Yasin Banquet Hall. Matter of fact, the first round of Recovery Idol, if I'm not mistaken, will be there at 2301 Snyder Avenue for the first round of Recovery Idol. And then we'll go from there. We'll move to North Philly. And we'll be at the Church of the Advocate. And then we'll go to Frankfort. And then we'll go to all the way up in Roxborough at Venice Island, for those who have yet been there. And then we'll close out Recovery Idol 2020 at the Dell Music Center. And that's how we're going to end up 2020, man. So listen, you guys stay tuned. We're going to be doing more with Lionel Wiley here at Recovery Talk 101. My final words, we got a couple more minutes. People that I think I really want to send a shout out to, first and foremost, my wonderful wife, the First Lady of Recovery, who was still pursuing another degree, and to my two daughters, Sierra and Claudia, and oh my God, my 6-year-old grandson, Zaire, and his sister, Samia. I had a great time with my grandkids last night. And looking forward to doing more work with them and spending some time with them as the weather kind of moves towards the spring. It's just a lot of that. I get really excited, Lionel, about all upcoming events. You guys heard all the stuff that's going to be happening in the Boardwalk Hall February. And, oh, yeah, the Valentine's Day thing. Yeah, Stokely, Johnny Gill, and some other folks that's going to be there. And that's all sponsored by Platinum Production and some other folks. And again, I'll say this. Folks start getting really excited about the upcoming Dell season. You know, for the last couple of months, I've just been watching closely about different venues around the city of Philadelphia, the Met, and all the stuff. And tonight, the fight is at the Lear Course, J-Rock, Philly's own J-Rock, and fighting for the title. So we got a whole lot of folks that were going to be there at the Lear Course. But you know what's funny? Our other boy was fighting last week in Atlantic City. And it's funny, you know, people get a little, folks get a little kind of crazy. So the fight was happening in Atlantic City, but then there was a fight in the audience. So people got to stop that kind of stuff, man. Lloyd, who are we going to tonight, Lloyd?
Oh, man.
Now, we're going to Jamaica.
Listen, man, you know, we're going to the Caribbean where the sun always shines.
Yes.
It's 87 degrees today in Montego Bay, Jamaica. 81 in Trinidad, man. So we're going to Trinidad, Barbados, Jamaica, the Virgin Islands, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Bermuda, Cuba, Puerto Rico. We can't forget to my friends in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, everyone with the sunshine. Keep them in prayer.
Yes, sir, because they were having a lot of trouble down there with the earthquakes and things. But we have some music that will help lift their spirits.
Absolutely.
And bring joyfulness to their hearts.
See, that's what we do, man. It's funny. You know, I do this every Saturday when I leave the show here at 900 AM. I get in my car. I keep it on the 900 AM and 96.1. I listen to Lloyd Cummings. And he just, all the Caribbean, all those little islands. And, you know, I always think about one of my very first trips. We have a 22-bed villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
Yeah.
Ironshore.
That's a nice place, man.
Yeah.
That's the place.
Yeah. So when I get in the car, I'm just going to close my eyes and turn the radio on and just listen to Lloyd.
And imagine it's sunny because the music is coming over the radio.
Yeah.
You don't have to see the snow and the ice and the freezing rain.
Yeah. What's happening across the nation politically? Anything is happening in some of those towns? Or
well, you know, Michael Pompeo is going to Jamaica next week. He wants to talk to the Jamaican government and other Caribbean leaders about the situation in Venezuela.
Yes.
Another big news is coming out of Guyana. You know, Guyana is part of, it's on the central South American continent, but it's part of the Caribbean because of the British colony.
Yeah.
They have found oil there, and they're putting out their first shipment of oil.
Hit that mic, because I didn't hear something went crazy. Really?
Yeah.
The oil.
Oil. Big oil. They've found about 5 wells, billions and billions of barrels of oil. So that's a good thing for Guyana. And that was relatively, have a very small population.
Yeah. But Dave, I don't know what happened here.
And, you know, the Amazon forest and everything. Good people.
Yeah.
It's a great thing happening.
Wow. So, you know, and that's really interesting, man, folks. Oil is
Oh, yeah. The couple of places down there where they have oil is Trinidad and Tobago. And in Guyana, they just found oil. Venezuela, of course, have a lot of oil, and Venezuela is near to Guyana. And so they're really, you know, have aspects that the Caribbean is going to be uplifted economically in the very near future, really.
That's good, man.
Yeah, man, real good.
So listen, we're going to get up out of here because
Thank you, Rick.
Man, I'm going to go home and watch this wonderful fight tonight. I want to just give our good friend Lionel a hand for being here. You guys stay tuned. Lionel will be coming here periodically and co-hosting with me here during the Recovery Hour. And I'm excited for that. Until next week, love somebody because somebody needs to love you back. To you guys, peace, and we're out of here.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, PICO is helping homes and businesses save money with LEDs. Save at checkout with instant rebates and save on your monthly energy costs. LEDs use up to 85% less energy than incandescent bulbs, and they last up to 15 times longer. LEDs come in all shapes and sizes and are available in a variety of light temperatures. Stock up while discounts and incentives last. For info on how you can start saving today, visit PICO.com/LED.
Hey, it's Jimmy Bishop.
And this is Louise Williams Bishop inviting you to join us for our 27th annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration.
That's right, Mom. This year we're back and we're better than ever. Monday, January 20th, 2020, starting at 10 a.m.
At the Met Broad and Poplar Street, it's a free concert.
Did you say free?
Yes, free.
Come see Ryan Jacobs, Buster Fields, the Met Community Choir, Andrew Williams, and Pure Worship.
The Brockington Ensemble, Tamika Patton, Lil Sammy, and the New Flying Cloud.
That's Monday, January 20th, 2020 at 10 a.m. at the Met, Broad and Poplar Street.
Let's keep the dream alive.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk.